Intervju Radija Student.
A no place called Disco Inferno. Yeah, yeah. That's a club in Southdown too. There's drag zones, pimps all over the place. That's it. The club is just a real nightmare.
The Experimental Tropic Blues Band. Fave Festival, Menza pri Koritu, Ljubljana, 9.6.2010. Lep pozdrav v intervjuju Radija Študent. Pred današnjo rock fešto Fave Music smo se pogovarjali z belgijskimi razgrajači Experimental Tropic Blues Band. Ti bodo nastopili na Fave festivalu, ki se bo zgodil danes v Menzi pri Koritu na Metelkovi. Na njem bodo nastopili tudi Jack Oblivion, Harlan T. Bobo, John Paul Kitt ter The Experimental Tropic Blues Band. Slovenske barve pa bodo zastopale skupine Tombstone Hearts, Martin Ramovš Band ter Shoe Shiners. Pred intervjujem z Experimental Tropic Blues Band poslušamo pesem iz njihove zadnje plošče Captain Boogie.
First time in Slovenia, right?
Yes.
Playing. Can you tell us maybe a little for the beginning for the scene in Belgium? What's going on?
Okay, there's a big pop rock scene in Belgium mainly.
Right.
There's a big difference between north and south. There's a north scene, south scene. North is a Dutch speaking community, south is French speaking community. And there's no real communication. Yes, sometimes you know we go north, they go south, but it's not a one scene over all over Belgium, if you know what I mean.
Okay. So it's also so, the difference in the sound of the bands.
Yeah.
From north to the
really,
south.
Real difference. But we're all the same, you know. But I don't know. Strange for such a small country to be so
divided.
Divided. We don't understand it, you know. But mainly, it's pop rock scene, really.
It's pop
I mean,
scene.
Real rock and roll.
Okay.
There are not so many bands who play, you know, rock and roll or more violent stuff.
Because you're much more in the blues or in a, maybe in a garage.
I think
or...
we're in the yeah the rock and roll really rock and roll scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes people say you're the only rock and roll band in Belgium, and I say no. But you know.
So, which are like the musical influences? You said you play like strictly rock and roll, so.
So, I listen to every kind of music, but if I had to choose rock and roll bands, I would say that the John Spencer Blues Explosion was our first, you know, with Bob Block III and Fat Possum, you know, the label.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the first influence for this band at the beginning. And right now, I'm listening to really lots of stuff. I'm listening to Poly 6, you know,
okay.
This band from
no,
Japan.
No.
Amazing band from Japan. I'm really into it, completely into it. Okay. This strange music, you know, a mix of hardcore, then pop, Japanese pop, then cartoon music, you know what I mean? It's really strange stuff, but amazing. I really like The Cramps, really like, rock and roll from the 60s, and much more than from the 70s. I'm not into, you know, Led Zeppelin and all of these bands. I like them, but it's not my stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay, okay. So where did you get your name, Experimental Tropic Blues Band?
I can't remember, but it just sounded good at the time, you know. But I didn't find it. It was David and Jeremy. They found the name, you know. Sound like the Experimental Tropic Blues Band. It's like the John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Yeah,
it's long, you know.
It had the same.
It's musical, you know. But I really don't know.
So you started as a band like 10 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
But
I had another band with Jeremy, Dirty Wolf. We had another band called Seasick.
Seasick.
Yeah, it was much more like noise stuff.
Noise stuff.
Like, you know, the Jesus Lizard, the birthday party, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Then in 2001, we just made that band, you know, as a side project. But then it became more important than our first band, so.
So just started, yeah. So, but the first band, is it still alive? Is it still alive?
Not really.
No, not really. Okay. And your first breakthrough, maybe it was with this ex-drummer compilation.
Yeah.
So how did you get on this soundtrack?
Okay.
Why were you chosen?
I really don't know, because we knew someone who was working in a label in Belgium. Uh-huh. His name was I don't remember his name anyway, and he was searching for bands, you know. And I don't know why he chose us, because he liked the music, but he was just, you know, on MySpace, he saw the band, and he said, oh yeah, I like it, please come. He took one song. And...
So it was no deeper meaning at the beginning for a start. He connected you through the MySpace.
Yeah, I think he knew us, but he was convinced when he, you know, went to the internet.
Okay. And the song, you had one song called?
Yeah, only one song, Mexico.
Yeah.
It's a live song too.
Mexican Dream Blues.
Yeah.
Was it written specially for the soundtrack?
No, absolutely not.
No. Okay. And
it's an old song.
Okay.
Then we put it on our first album.
Yeah.
But it took the live version. It's not the studio version, it's the live version in the movie.
Okay.
Because it's faster.
It has more kick in it.
Yeah.
Good. And how do you record songs?
Okay.
Do you like record songs in as a group, all in one time, or?
Yeah, most of the time that's what we do. We play live without the voices, just the music, drums, guitars at the same time.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, we put different other instruments after, you know, like, I know, tambourine, or
yes.
I don't know, percussions, or organ. But most of the time it's two guitars and one and the drums.
Okay. So the songs are not finished before you go to the studio?
No, they're finished.
They're finished. They're already done.
Sometimes the lyrics are not, but sometimes I just write something before I have to sing. Oh, shit.
So you make music, melody, rhythm before
the lyrics. Yeah, music's first.
Music's
maybe first. Because I'm not a I'm French speaker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when we French speakers listen to music, we listen first to the music, then we listen to the lyrics.
It's the same with me.
Yeah, yes, I think so.
But why didn't you speak sing in English?
Okay, I think mainly because I think French sucks for rock and roll.
That's
my opinion.
Okay.
I really don't like French rock bands. I don't know why. It's just the way it is.
And so these songs, when they are recorded,
They're
finished or are they also upgraded during time?
Well, sometimes they're upgraded, sometimes they're finished. It really depends on the song. But most of the time it's finished. When we go to the studio, everything is, finished. It has been constructed, you know, the structures, everything is good.
You said Mexican Dream Blues was a live version. So how much is the difference between studio versions and the live concerts? In the sound.
Yeah, the sound. Maybe there's more energy, I think, live. It's the main difference. And so, studio, there's more effects. You put more effects on the guitars than on the drums and everything. It's the main difference. But we try to be as close to the live. When we go to the studio, we try to reproduce the energy that we give live. You know?
One special thing about your band, I mean, it's not so special in a rock scene, but you also don't have a bass player.
Yeah, right. Yeah?
Is there any particular reason for such a choice?
No, not really. I mean, when we began this band, I used to play bass. Okay. We had songs when I played bass, then I switched up to the guitar, and then it was easier not to go with like the bass amp and bass.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But then now we're playing again with the bass.
You're playing.
Jeremy's playing. You know, he put his guitar on his stand, and he takes the bass. And there are a few songs with bass. And most of the time, yeah, just two guitars. The main reason, I don't know. We were so, you know, we tried to play with other people. We had our harmonica player, but I don't know. It just doesn't click, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We're too bound together. It's hard to take someone else.
Okay. When I listen to, maybe for me, these bands without bass players, maybe their guitars then even more pushed, you know, to the energy.
Yeah, right.
They must.
And sometimes, you know, when I listen to a riff, guitar riff, and then I listen to the bass, I said, the bass sometimes just standardizes the song, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think sometimes it's better without a bass. But I like bass, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very important to have a bass. It's really, you know, a loud sound. I like it, but maybe not for Tropic Blues, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's all for, you know, the little riffs. And Jeremy's playing very low. No, he's playing in open tuning, very low, so we don't need really a bass.
Okay.
Because he's playing like a bass sometimes.
Okay.
But with a guitar.
And you are touring quite a lot, I guess.
Yeah, but not for a long time.
Not for a long time.
Oftenly,
yes. Yes.
So it's 5-4 gigs, then we go home, then one more time, 5-4 gigs, 1 week.
Okay. You were in the States?
Yes, we were in Texas.
In Texas.
For the festival South by Southwest.
Okay.
It was an amazing experience.
How was it? What's the difference between between Europe and America?
The main difference is rock and roll is part of the culture in America.
Yeah.
Really, you can feel it everywhere you go. It's just everyone's listening to rock and roll, so it just feels like home, you know? I mean, another home, but home of rock and roll. And even, you know, old people, I know we played in a club and then a granny came to me. I don't know how old she was. She was 60 or 70. I don't know. She came, oh, thank you. That was amazing. Thanks very much. Yeah, it was quite astonishing.
Okay, so.
And music everywhere. I mean.
Any special band?
In the shops.
You
even in the shops, people were playing, you know. It's amazing, really.
Yeah, yeah. So, any special bands you played with?
Well, we played with a Japanese band called Historic Vein. Uh-huh. Nice band.
Yeah,
You saw the on MySpace maybe the.
No, but I think you mentioned them before.
I don't know.
You don't know? And then no. I.
But anyway, we played with our bands, but I don't know. The only bands I remember are Jim Jones Revue.
Okay, they're playing amazing. Also here.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing, really yeah. Amazing. But yeah, we did not play with them, but we saw them. and the Liars, of course.
The Liars, okay.
We saw them. The best gig I saw in Austin.
Okay.
Texas, but mainly we're playing with American garage bands or pop rock bands. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember their name.
So what about your live shows?
Yes,
they're quite wild, to say. You had in the past maybe some legal problems with all obscene acts on the stage.
Yeah, we had some troubles in Belgium because
Belgium.
Yeah, in Belgium. When we came to America, you know, we didn't take off his clothes, you know.
Okay.
But in Belgium, we had to, how do you say that? I don't know. Je sais pas comment on dit. Une plainte. People complained to the police because we were playing the garbage man from the Cramps, and we do the electric dick, so just take his clothes and do music with the jack. Against his dick, you know, and just some people didn't like it and said, oh, there were children, but you know, we were playing it really late. It was, I don't know, midnight or 1 a.m., I don't know. And they just complained to the police, and then he had to go to the police and say, yeah, no, it's just art, you know, I'm not a pervert. So it happened two times.
Two times?
Yeah, only.
Okay, well, because I thought that, you know, the stage is the empty space where everything is allowed, and it's an act.
It's not.
It's an act, it's not a real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what with this nudity in rock and roll?
Do you mean?
Yeah. You said you put pants off, you make a...
He does, I don't.
Okay. electric dick, dicks. What's with the rock and roll? So it's so connected with this.
I know, it's connected to freedom, you know?
To freedom.
To some kind of freedom. Freedom to say, hey, here's what I am, I'm just a man, you know? I got a sex, all right, that's all right, you know? I think it's amazing when you think about it, when you see the old the statues, you know, from Raphael, Michelangelo, mm-hmm. You know. He had troubles with the church because he just, you know, how do you say it? This naked man with his penis just right there, and he had to cut it out.
To cut it out, yeah.
I think sometimes it's the same now. I really don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to do with religion, I think.
So you don't do it to provoke or to provoke?
Yeah, there's a little bit of provocation, of course. Yeah.
Of course, yeah, is it?
But it's not the main energy, you know.
But how can you provoke like a rock public? You know,
yeah.
They're all adult with the
yeah, most of the time
with the naked body.
Just,
I mean,
yeah,
they're.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Most of the time they're just happy, you know, so yeah, that's funny.
So it's also fun?
Yeah, it's fun, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's fun and yeah, it's humor in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, play music with your penis, you know, that's all right.
And what happened between your first LP and Captain Boogie?
What happened?
What happened in between? Because when I listened to both of them, the sounds on your second LP came much more louder, heavier, nastier.
I think we listened to more violent bands, violent influences. You know, when we first played with the Experiment Tropic Blues Band, really wanted to make some root stuff. But now I really don't want to make root stuff anymore. I want to make loud stuff, you know. I want a distortion, I don't know, noisier stuff. Because I listen to more violent music, I think. The influences are getting more violent.
Okay. Do you want to also test the boundaries of the rock and roll?
Yeah, I want no boundaries, you know what I mean? I just want to go everywhere, you know, do everything. I want to do, I don't know, hip-hop, I want to do electronic music, I want to do, I don't know, everything.
I think but Spencer also did this kind of things.
Yeah.
He mixed all of this.
You know, I don't like when bands sound the same from first song to last song. Mm-hmm. Like the Ramones, for example.
Yeah.
I like the Ramones, but after a few songs, it becomes boring, you know, because, okay, the same song again, but with different chords, and I like to explore everything.
Yeah.
That's why maybe we're called experimental, because we want to go,
okay.
You know, farther.
Farther, yeah. You mentioned before Cramps,
yeah.
And on the first LP, Hallelujah, yeah, is a Garbage Man,
yeah,
song,
Garbage Man,
if I'm
yeah.
right, yeah. And on the second one LP is Buddy Holly cover.
Yeah, yeah.
So why did you choose these two artists?
Well, because we really love the Cramps. That was our main influence when we made Hallelujah. And we played with them in Brussels, and that was amazing, you know. And I mean, it was just magic for us. Why Buddy Holly? Because now I'm listening a lot to Buddy Holly. I love him, really.
Okay.
Still now, we're going to make a new cover of Buddy Holly. I don't know if we're going to put it on our new EP, but because we love them, that's all.
So you're all, are you making a new album now, or?
Yeah, we have something like 12 songs, 12 new songs, something
already.
Like that. And now we're just waiting for a month or two, to, you know, to improve the songs as much as we can, and then we're gonna record something, mm-hmm. a new album.
So did the band switch to another higher gear? It seems like it passed a long time till the first record,
yeah.
Then bam, bam, bam. Now it's the third record coming.
It's a little faster, but I don't know. Something just inspires us at some times, at some point, I don't know really how it works. It just works, you know what I mean? And are these songs going to be different from Captain Boogie? Yes, I think so.
In which direction is it going?
Good question.
Even more noisier? Or?
Some songs will be more noisier, but maybe more melodic too.
Oh,
we've got a couple of more melodic songs. Maybe it's gonna backtrack some a little bit. Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe. There's also a bigger American influence, I think, in certain new songs. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're gonna play a few new songs tonight. So.
Also tonight. Okay.
Maybe Warren too.
I'm looking forward to hear you guys. Because on the records it sounds good, it sounds very
thanks.
Nice. Yeah,
I think we're better live, you know.
You're better live.
Yeah.
That's good.
This music is made for live,
yeah.
Live performances.
Yeah.
But I like to record songs. It's a really different job.
Song is a live organism, yeah. So
yeah.
It's living on the stage, not on the on the record.
Yeah. The main goal is to have the same energy on the record, but it never happens really. Maybe we should just invite some people, get drunk with them, and play our songs in the studio. I don't know.
So, how's with the alcohol and all this in the band?
What do you mean? Do we drink a lot?
Yeah, I'm asking to this. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
As a band.
We're not that.
No?
No, we're not alcoholics, but of course, we like to party and drink. But no, we're okay.
It's not. Is it also an inspiration, or is it easier?
Not really, because when we compose songs, we never drink. You know, mm-hmm. when we rehearse, we never drink.
But during live acts?
Yeah,
yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, just to get comfortable with the place and with ourselves, not to think too much. Because when you play and you think, it's really bad. And you say, I'm gonna buy something. Oh shit. And when you're looking to people and you're just saying, you're having inner thoughts, it's bad. You just have to live the music, and it's easier when you drink a little bit, because you're in the mood, you know, you're in the, you can fuse easier.
So what do you think, what rock and roll puts out of the man, his best or worst?
What do you mean? Sorry, I didn't understand the question, the beginning of the question.
The rock and roll, eh? What puts out of the man, of the singer, of the or the guitar player? Because the rock and roll can be really wild, yeah? So he puts out of his man which character? His best things or worst things?
Okay. Well, a mix of both, I think.
Mix of both?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because sometimes to me, I think it can be really on the bad attitude, which is good, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but sometimes when you know, sometimes there's really the worst when you get really badly drunk, and you just put a guitar and say, "Yeah, I'm playing like shit. You're playing like shit. Fuck you. I'm going away now." It happened to me in Switzerland.
Oh no.
I was too drunk and I know. It was really bad. Bad attitude, but bad attitude, you know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay. So, so any last words?
Bad attitude is not always good, you know what I mean?
Okay. So any last words for the Slovenian audience?
What can I say to the Slovenian audience? I don't know. Just go listen to rock and roll and have fun and don't listen to religious people and...
No, not religion. Ah, okay.
No religion, please.
I agree with that. No.
That's my opinion.
Good. I share it with you. All right. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you.
To je bil intervju z belgijsko zasedbo Experimental Tropic Blues Band, ki bo nastopila na nocojšnjem Fave festivalu v Menzi pri Koritu na Metelkovi. Intervju je pripravil Peter Recer. Intervju Radija Študent.